Nick, when you were evaluating Matthew Slater as a special teamer a couple years ago, how much time did you spend looking at him as a safety, which I think he played some at UCLA?
Sure, whatever snaps you have of a player, whatever position they play, we're going to evaluate those plays, you know, in college, and then just figure out what might be the best role for that player moving forward. You know, he was a player who had experience on special teams, had experience on defense, he had experience offensively, so, and he kind of did a little bit of everything. So, you know, sure, you're gonna take a look at those situations with any player as you go through the evaluation process.
Nick, can you talk about going after Nate Jones and what you saw in him and what piqued your interest about him?
You know, Nate played a lot of football, experienced player, pretty instinctive. He played star with the Dolphins. He played some star and some weak safety when he was with Denver when Josh had him. So, you know, he was available. You know, he was somebody that we had, you know, that we were familiar with having played against him, even in Dallas. He played in Dallas, I think in 07. He was with Dallas when we played him down there. So, I mean, he's an experienced player. Had some position versatility, pretty smart guy, pretty instinctive guy, and, you know, he was available, so we made a decision to add him to the team, and that's why we did what we did.
Nick, on Ryan Kerrigan, was this a guy that when he was coming out, did you view him as a 3-4 outside linebacker type or more of a 4-3 defensive end?
Ryan can play in any system. Good football player, tough, smart, instinctive, strong, disruptive player, caused a number of fumbles, which he's caused four to this point this season for the Redskins. So, I mean, he could play in any defense. It doesn't matter what front you're playing, what defense you're playing. He can probably play in any of them.
How about Araxo in a couple years back?
Yeah, similar. I mean, he was another end-of-the-line-of-scrimmage player, was athletic, productive rushing a passer. They're similar size-wise just in terms of their overall measurables. But, I mean, I think really any defense you put those two players in, really doesn't matter what you're doing, they can play in any defense. You know, they were productive players in college, and they've been productive players to this point with their respective teams. Araxo obviously has a little bit more experience just having – played this is his third year, and you know Kerrigan's out there for every snap. I don't think he leaves the field. So, I mean, both of those guys, they were good football players coming out, and they've been good football players to this point in the league.
Nick, do you ever remember ever having to utilize so many players on one side of the ball? Obviously, I'm talking about defense, and can you chalk it all up to injuries?
It's always a combination of things. I mean, really, going into the season, and you really never know how it's going to turn out. I mean, we use plenty of guys on the offensive side of the ball, just as many offensive side of the ball as you know, defensive side of the ball. So, you know, when you're putting your team together, you know, you just try to figure out what the best spot for a player might be. If he can do more things, maybe you put him in a position where he might be able to utilize some of those skills. So, you know, really, you got to be prepared for anything. You know, we're no different than any other team in the league. I mean, every team kind of goes through injuries. They're going to lose players. You know, and I think, you know, we've always used a lot of players around here at you know, different points, whether it's offensively, defensively, in a kicking game, whatever the case may be. And, I mean, that's the job of the player. Their job is to prepare to play wherever they're asked to play, whatever the role is going to be. I mean, a lot of it, the player is going to determine what that ultimately is going to be. And, I mean, their job is to come in here to work hard, to prepare, and then whatever their opportunity is, whenever they get that, to go out there and try to maximize it. So,
you don't think it's odd at week 14, you don't still have an exact feel for what the defense is going to look like?
I mean, really, every week it's somebody different. We're not, you know, some guys are ready to play some weeks, some guys aren't ready to play. So, I mean, the only thing we can do is put the players on the field that are healthy, that are ready to play, and I mean that's all we can really control. I mean, you know, one week this guy's healthy, another week this guy's available. I mean, so I mean, it changes every week, and, you know, so we just try to do the best we can to prepare for the game and go out there and ultimately win the game. So we'll do the same thing this week.
Nick, we haven't seen much of Ron Bray since his return. Is this developmentally, has he regressed, made progress, stayed static?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, I mean, there's a lot of guys that play in the defensive front, shuffle guys in and out of the game. So, I mean, Ron's a smart guy, he's a strong guy, he's got good playing strength. When he's had his opportunity, he's been productive. He started the year a little bit behind relative to some of the others, but, you know, he works hard, he prepares, and, you know, when he gets his opportunity, our expectation that he's going to go out there and perform, so.
Is it too late for him to overtake some of these guys, or does that opportunity only maybe occur when people in front of him are going to get hurt at this point?
A lot of it is contingent upon the opponent, what's the game plan, you know, what type of defense are we going to be utilizing, and, you know, certain players fill some roles relative to others. So I think it all depends on, you know, the week and the opponent, and, you know, we'll go through practice. We'll see how the week evolves, and then when we get to Sunday, then we'll utilize the players that we have at our, you know, dispense.
Nick, on a different note, Morocco Brown is the player personnel director for the Redskins, and I was curious, his brother coaches out here in Worcester at Holy Cross, and I was just curious if you've had any dealings with Morocco or any insight you can kind of provide into him.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if insight necessarily, but we've dealt with Morocco on during training camp, when you're compiling information on teams or, you know, you're just trying to gather some information on different types of players, or they may call and express an interest on some players. So at different point in time, he's been a point person on that. So most of the dealings that we've had with him have been just on the telephone. They haven't been sort of personal interactions, but, you know, he's a professional guy, a lot of experience. He's been with the Redskins for a long time. They must think pretty highly of him to keep him around for as long as they have. And, you know, he's done a good job. And, you know, they've brought some good players into that program, and I'm sure he's had a lot to do with it.
Take a final question for Nick.
Nick, when you guys a while back tried to evaluate Antoine Molden, when he was on waivers before the Giants game in the preseason, I guess it was. How much time did you spend looking at his Texans film, which I don't believe there was too much of, and how much time do you spend going back and looking at him from when he was in college? And what do you remember from that process, I guess?
Sure, I think, you know, utilize the information that you have that, you know, and Antoine played, you know, quite a bit. I mean, he played in the kicking game quite a bit. There are snaps of him defensively. You look at whenever he played, whenever he was on the field, whether it's in the preseason, which most of the snaps are during the preseason. So, you know, you try to go back and you just evaluate that player when he's had his opportunity to be on the field, whenever it may be, because in the end, regardless of whether it's preseason or regular season, you know, you're going to evaluate that player's skills, whatever they may be. So, I would say it's somebody that we certainly did work on coming out of the draft. He played at a lower level of competition, but, you know, he was a big guy. He ran well. Level of competition, you know, you're sort of projecting that element a little bit. So it's a combination, really, of everything, and whatever information that you have, you just try to utilize that the best you can.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks,
everyone, Dave. Will just hold the line. Here is Joel Gomez.